These things that may sway us should not make us fall. Our foundation is not on beliefs that we learned necessarily as kids, if they're wrong. Our foundation should be, from the moment that we get saved, set on Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I haven't even gotten to look at too much this week, the Sunday school that we're doing in the adult class. We do a different one for the youth. But it's really interesting to hear that topic, the idea. It's the same idea. Our focus is on Jesus Christ. Three different things of why that's an important piece of our lives, why we understand that He is our refuge. Well, number one, God is our refuge in tribulation. Psalm 46, verse 1, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Friends, the believer and the unbeliever, we both understand this, that there's troubles around us. Nod your head if you've ever had troubles in your life. There you go. You've had troubles in your life. When we're born, there's troubles around us. We have siblings, we have family, we have friends, we have enemies, we have people all around us, and there's troubles, troubles, troubles. But guess what? In the middle of that trouble, there is peace. Huh? He says, God is our refuge. He is our strength. In fact, you think of the birth of a baby. What happens when a baby is born? Before the baby is even coming to this world, the mother goes through birth pains. There can be many challenges and difficulties that are there, and complications that could even lead to the baby getting lost, being dying right there in the womb. That happens. But guess what? Both the mother and the baby, their hope is in their salvation when they come out, when it's all done. That baby is born. The baby is there in your arms, healthy and alive and ready. My friends, that is our refuge, just like our refuge. When Jesus Christ suffered the death of the cross, He came, and just like a woman in travail, He had to bear a whole lot of pain. The Lord, even right now, is bearing a lot of pain, watching many of His saints die, watching what's going on with the wickedness and the craziness that's going on with the young folks in our world. Even elders and whatever it may be, people's minds are not focused on God. But it's not necessarily their fault. We have our flesh. We have Satan. But guess what's here to be the ground and the pillar of the truth? The church. Friends, we have a refuge in Jesus Christ. We as the church are a great refuge. We have a wonderful ministry that goes on, Christian recovery. But we also do counseling. We also do discipleship. All of these things to try to help the believer grow. And many other things to try to get people that are non-believers to understand and become believers, that they would have ears to hear and eyes to see and a heart that would believe on Jesus Christ. My friends, Jesus Christ, what He did and suffered on that cross, He did that innocently. He didn't deserve any piece of it, but yet He died on the cross for us. You know what the Bible says? Isaiah 54 verse 5 says, "For thy maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is His name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall He be called." Amen. He is our Lord and Savior. Jump over if you're there in 53. He says in verse 5 as well, "But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we were healed." Do you remember that the stripes of Jesus Christ were for you? Do you remember that the stripes of Jesus Christ were for your neighbors? For those at Pinnacle Apartment over here? For those that live right around you? Do you know that salvation in Jesus Christ is our refuge? Friends, there's tribulations all around us, but we can run to Jesus and He will give us peace. The second thing that we find is that God is our refuge from fear. From fear. So if I were to go and to turn all the lights off, how many of you guys in this room would be really scared? Nobody? All right, now, brother. I'm just kidding. Just wanted to see y'all be like, wait a minute, no! Guys, friends, when I was little, I was afraid of the dark. This guy. It was scary, man. I mean, every little thing that I saw was something else. My little toy that in the daytime I played with, you know, He-Man.
Because back in those days, it was He-Man.
Although he's made a comeback. I can't believe He-Man made a comeback, right? I would play with him in the daytime, and in the nighttime, I have to hide him because he looks a little bit creepy with all the arms coming off of him in the shadows. I'm like, nope, this is not going to happen. Friends, sometimes fear gets so big that it can stop you. It paralyzes you. It makes it so that you don't move. Sometimes fear can take straight things and make them crooked. It can take solid things and make them like a jumbled up mess of jello trembling in the midst. It can even take the most rational thoughts that we have and turn them into irrationality. My friends, we got to realize this, that when fear comes, the only thing it truly produces is chaos, if we let it. If we let chaos and fear set within us, then chaos comes. Chaos, in another word, is confusion. And we know this, friends, that God is not the author of confusion. Who's the author of confusion? Who's that?
No.
Say again?
Lucifer.
Satan. He is the author of confusion, not God. So we ought to realize that God is not the author of confusion, but He gives us something else. You know what 2 Timothy 1:7 tells us? God has not given us the spirit of fear, power, love, and of a sound mind. So when that little boy Craig is sitting there, afraid in the dark, paralyzed, not getting ready to move, what am I going to do? Jesus. Start to just maybe mention His name. And then bring up some scriptures that I know. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. All right. I've used that before when I get a little anxious. It sounds like driving. I just start getting so overly anxious. It feels weird. You're like, oh my goodness. And anxiety kind of comes and befalls on you. Then I just start quoting scriptures like that. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. And the Word of God does some amazing things. It starts to clarify. It starts to give me, again, that stability that I realize, hey, I don't have to be afraid. God is with me. So when we see the darkness around, when we see the trials that are before us, we realize this, that God is with us. Why? Because we have a solid rock foundation. Remember when Jesus was given that parable about building a house? Whether you build a house like the song I was kind of singing before, on a rock or on sand, okay? What do they have to do to build the house? They got to start digging, right, brother? They got to get a good foundation. But if you build that foundation on a solid rock, it says when the storms come and the waves ascend and everything hits upon you all at once, don't you know that when problems and troubles come, it kind of feels like it all comes all at once sometimes? Yeah? Do you know who's with you even then? The Lord Jesus Christ. He is your refuge. He is your strength. He is your solid rock foundation. Are you afraid of the weapons of the enemies? The Bible tells us there in Isaiah 54, verse 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Family, God can even take those things that were meant for evil and turn them around for good, for your benefit. So let me ask you, is there any fear that should overwhelm us here in this world? God is your refuge. Remember that God, here in Psalm 46, verse 6, God spoke. God gave his voice, and the earth melted. Right? 46, verse 6. The heathen raged and the kingdom were moved. Things were going on all around the world. Powers and authorities all rising up and getting all inordinate. Wars and so many other things going on. But yet the voice of the Lord speaks and the earth melted. Man. Verse 8. Come behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariots in the fire. And then he says, one of my other favorite phrases in the Bible, be still and know that I am God. I liken that phrase unto that word Selah. When you read in the scriptures and you see, you come up to the word Selah, maybe pause and stop for a minute. Contemplate some of the stuff that you just read before that. Because if you think about it, in our world, when all these trials and anxieties and things seem to be overwhelming to us, aren't we usually super busy? Things are just constantly in motion. Yeah. And it just feels like I can't stop because I'm in a snowball effect and everything is just going in this one direction. Be still, he says. Be still and know that I am God. When those anxieties come, you can say, be still, my soul. Trust in the Lord. That's the only way that we can get our mind back in. Sometimes we get so overwhelmed with stuff and we start to stutter and we start to say many words. We start to just stop. Don't say anything. Pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Is it that we're trying to do some crazy meditation? No, it's because that literally helps to help your blood pressures calm down. Taking a deep breath. Pausing for a minute, exhaling, and realizing that the situation that's before you is not as bad as it seems. God is still God, and he is in control. Amen. If God can do all of those things, can he not also protect you? The third thing here is God is our present refuge. He is our present refuge. Remember, past, present, future. Well, I'm talking about present, right here with you. Are you present here this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Are your hearts here? Are your minds here? The scriptures tells us in verse 7, Psalm 46, the Lord of hosts is with us. Very comforting words. The Lord of hosts is with us. Is that a comfort to you? All right, I'm glad it's a comfort to at least one of you this morning. He is with us right now, right here in this place. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Now there it is, ready? Selah. Think about it for a minute. Remember that time when you almost got in that car accident? Wasn't he with you? Remember that time when you had a pop quiz? Wasn't he with you? Remember that time when you did get into an accident? Wasn't he with you? Come to think of it, has there ever been a moment in your life when God was not there with you? Nor forsake us. Family, our God is our refuge. So then I ask, my brother, why are you afraid? My sister, why has something paralyzed you? Don't you know that the Lord, our God, He is there in the midst of you? I mean, a matter of fact, we see three times here that He says that He is there with us. Look at verse 1 again. God is our refuge and strength, a very what? Present help in trouble. Jump down to verse number 5. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. What? Verse 7, we just read. For the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Look at verse 11. Jump down to verse 11. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Friends, how many times did we just read? How many different verses did we just see? Did we not see 3, yet 4 verses? God is with you. What is it that's paralyzing you? What is it that you're afraid of? What tribulation is there that's against you? We've already heard it said, God said He'll never leave us nor forsake us. But don't you know, Jesus also says that all of those that the Father has given Him, He has lost only 5 of them? Did He lose 5?
No.
He's lost none. That includes you. No height, nor depth, no principalities, no powers, nor angels, nor things in the heaven, nor things in the deep. Nothing can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We don't have to look very far. Jesus Christ is present with us. When you have those trials, remember that. This is why reading the scriptures, taking time to pause, meditate, to think about the goodness of God is something good for you. Because in those times when the trials come, you remember Jesus. You remember the scripture. You remember He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But we got to be surrounded. We got to let the Lord move in us. Friends, you remember, or you think of a salmon. In order for the salmon to survive, they got to do what? They got to swim upstream. I remember living in Amsterdam, New York. We lived right by the Mohawk River. That thing flooded, like it came almost up to my apartment there. I was like a few blocks away from the river. But yet, there was times in the summer, or before summer came, in the springtime, and it finally got warmer, kids would be like, yeah, there's a little island in the middle. I'm gonna go swim, I'm on the swim team. And guess what? There's many of them young kids that lost their lives. Why? Because in case you didn't know, in the river, there's a current. There's fish that face many perils on their way trying to swim upstream to get to the place where they can keep their generations going. but they don't stop. They go and they fight. Even if they die, they keep going and they fight until finally they get to their place of refuge. The place where they've faced many perils to get to. Brothers and sisters, our walk as brothers and sisters and family in Christ is not one where everything is going to be a bed of roses. We will face trials. We will face troubles. But yet realize this. The Lord our God, He is your refuge. Do you know that today? Do you remember that He is your refuge? We have to let that idea as well dissolve all of the confusion that we have out there. Because there are many ideas that are coming in a wave that is enormous. That overwhelmingly looks enormous. Institutions, colleges, Princeton, what are some of those? Harvard. These all started off as Bible institutions. Did you know that? They taught the Bible and they taught preachers. They still have a constitution in there that mentions these things, these ideas. But they have gone so far from that. And now their big push is their new God. Did that scare you? Not one bit. Because the Bible has been around a lot longer. God's Word has been around since the beginning. You can trust it. And you ought to. Here's our final thoughts, friends. Our calling is a divine call. We have the blood of Jesus Christ in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
We have the hand of God watching over us. How many stories of missionaries have you heard? Them going out into places and traveling along the road that they normally would travel along, and then all of a sudden, some guys come out to try to attack them, but then they stop because they're walking around with these, this preacher's walking around with these really big dudes, and he normally doesn't do that. What's going on? And the preacher's like, what are they talking about? I'm here alone. He couldn't see what they could see. God opened their eyes to see that there were angels walking right by his side. And they were like, nope. We'll leave this guy alone. In fact, I hear that in many situations like that, some of the leadership or some of the head people that plan those things end up getting saved and coming to know the Lord. Not every situation turns out that way. Sometimes the death of a saint the Lord will use for his glory and honor. Amen? So we know this. Remember that the Lord is our refuge, no matter what. He has ordained your path. He has ordered every single one of your steps. Remember that the refuge for this world, the only true refuge, is if they trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. If the God give them eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart that believes that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So friends, do you trust in the God of Jacob as your refuge? Do you trust in Jesus Christ as your strength and your shelter? Will you keep trusting Him after today?